Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. This episode is a continuation of a storyline that began in episode 76, On the Train. So if you feel lost, go back to that episode and listen to episode 77, 78, 79, 80, and 81, and then you'll get here, episode 82, The Greener Grass of Home. I was holding my driver's license out to the police as they approached me. I thought this would be a way to avoid conflict, to prove to the police that I had been trying to enter my own house, to prove that I had a right to be there, to prove that the man I saw inside wearing basketball shorts did not have a right to be there. My plan seemed to be working at first. The driver's license seemed to calm the cops, who did take it as a sign that I would be obedient. As soon as they looked at the license, though, they told me that it had expired. It was out of date. It wasn't good anymore. The thing was, I knew that my license had not expired. I knew it was still good because I had just updated it on my last birthday, December 13th, and it's good for 5 years. I told them that, and they showed me the license, insisting that it was out of date. I could see the expiration date on it. It said 12 for December, 13 for the 13th of December, my birthday, 2031. That was still good. I didn't understand. They started to treat me like I was crazy, and I started to feel crazy. Then the cops said that the street name had changed. If you remember, my address is 51 Utopia Street, Haytown, Tennessee. Well, they were telling me this was Reginald Higgins Street now. Reginald Higgins Street? Who is Reginald Higgins? I was thinking, I didn't say that. The police were explaining that my driver's license still had the old name, Utopia Street, on it. This was so confusing, I just gave up. How could the name of my street have changed in the 2 days I had been gone? How did someone else come to live at my house 2 days later? The police put handcuffs on me. The guy with the basketball shorts was watching with his arms crossed over his chest. The police put me in the back of the car and started driving. I looked around and saw Shelby, my dog, running after the car until it went too fast for her to catch up. "That's my dog," I said to the cops. "Your dog will have to take care of himself," he said. I corrected him. "Herself. Shelby's a girl." And they didn't react. At this point, I remembered being a little disappointed about my adventure ending too soon, my train-hopping adventure. Well, I didn't feel that way anymore. All I wanted now was to be back at home, in that house, right there, with that dogwood tree that somehow looked quite a bit bigger than it had before. There's a saying, "The grass is greener on the other side." It means that things look better from a distance. The place where you are, the place where you find yourself often shows its flaws. It's bad or ugly or boring or hard parts, whereas you can't see those in another place far away. When I was coming back to my house, all I thought about was the bad feelings there I had been trying to run away from. The grass looked greener away from my home. But now that I was in the back of a police car, the color of the grass seemed to change all of a sudden, and it looked much, much greener at home than it did on the road to jail. As we passed the school where I work, I saw that it had a huge new part added onto it, and there were big buildings all over town made of steel and something that looked like cardboard and brick that somehow didn't look real. All the fast food restaurants like McDonald's and KFC were still there, but now their buildings were just plain cubes that used to have different shapes. And my favorite bookstore, Book Emporium, was closed down. It was dark inside and there were no bookshelves in there. No. The whole world, or at least Haytown, had somehow changed in just 2 days. When I got to the police station, they took my personal information, and I noticed that the date they were using for their documents was 2036. What? That's 10 years in the future. For a second, I was confused. I felt like I was seeing into the future and understanding that I was receiving a message saying that I was going to jail in 10 years. But no, I thought, I'm in jail now. This is not a dream. This is real. They made me take off all my clothes, gave me an orange jumpsuit to put on, and they led me down to a cell with about 10 other people in it. I didn't know what to feel, and I suppose I didn't feel anything. Sometimes, when something is so strange, it takes a while to start to feel it. That's all for this time, friends. I'll see you again on the next episode of Boxcar English. Don't forget to visit our Patreon page, patreon.com/boxcarenglishpodcast, and subscribe for all the human transcribed transcriptions with no errors that you find in AI transcription. And actual ability to chat with me to help you with your English, your writing, to give you lessons and tips, all for very low price. So go to patreon.com/boxcarenglishpodcast and please sign up. Thank you.